What day?
Well,
Friday?
Wait, I'm not ready.
It's Friday.
Almost missed
the weekend.
Friday. Waits for no one.
You've earned a little rest and relaxation.
You ready for the best weekend of your life?
It's gonna be great.
Now sit back, relax, and enjoy.
The greatest show on earth.
The ego on you.
Easy, right, there is only one way to tell.
Turn off the radio.
It's showtime, baby.
WQKX.
It is the greatest day because it leads to the weekend. And it's a Flashback Friday coming up later on this morning. It's Morgan in the morning. Good morning. What a great time at Cooking Men. Rusty Rail last night. We raised a lot of money. Details next. Stay with us. Friday morning, coming off a Thursday night. Stayed out late last night, but for a great cause. Cooking Men was a blast at Rusty Rail. Thank you to all of you who bought the tickets and attended. It was a smaller venue this year, so we could stay, you know, socially distanced. So only half the amount of tickets were sold. Hopefully next year we'll be up to full speed. But you guys came out, you represented great food, great donating, great live music, 94KX live in that location with Sam Tyler. We got it done last night. Me and my man, Chef Tahir Hall from Elders Restaurant and Catering, serving up the mini crab cakes and the smoked salmon with brandy sauce. Oh, Tahir, you outdid yourself. And I just plain out admitted that I had nothing to do with the food prep. I was just an honorary chef. We raised over $18,000 last night with the corporate donations and private donations coming in, you know, without ticket buying. We expect to be around the $45,000 mark. And that money stays here in the community to help women get their mammograms. Wow. You can still donate through the end of the month. Go to evanhospital.com or check out our details, WQKX.com. Thank you. Thank you for coming out.
Still to come with Morgan in the morning.
No late night TV, so we're going to pull up some more Halloween comedy classic. And speaking of classics, the Hallmark Channel starts their countdown to Christmas tonight. Yo, can we do Halloween first? Stay with us.
Morgan in the morning, 94KX.
94KX, is this Cassandra?
Yes, it is.
Did I wake you up?
No.
Oh, you're up and around this morning?
Yep.
Congratulations, you and a guest on the way to the Penn State game tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we drew your name and we've been waiting to hear from you, so I'm glad we're hearing from you this morning. You and a guest on the way to the Illinois game tomorrow, Big Ten game at noon in Happy Valley. The Fighting Illini and our very own Nittany Lions. Congrats.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. She's definitely half asleep. Great stuff, though.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, Mark's got the news, Rob's got the sports, and we've got an AccuWeather forecast on the way for you as well. Looking forward to a nice fall weekend. Stay with us. When is one holiday over and the other one begin? I don't know. Hallmark starts their countdown to Christmas tonight. Is that crazy or what? Let me know. I can't figure it out.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hallmark's countdown to Christmas begins tonight. Are you excited? Let me know. The toll-free lines are always open. Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. Hallmark people are just special people. You know, like the people that, they're the type that just go overboard excited about it. And then there's closet countdown to Christmas people. You know who you are. Tonight it begins with You, Me, and the Christmas Tree, a movie that reunites Wonder Years cast members, Danica McKellar and Jason Hervey. All in all, there'll be 41 brand new holiday films this year on the Hallmark Channel. And of course, some of your old favorites that you seem to see over and over again. Now, I'm a big Christmas guy, don't get me wrong, but sometimes the plots of these movies are so predictable. You know, young professional, car breaks down in a ski lodge town, and falls in love with man while rich fiance waits at home. Weird, but wonderful. Not exactly what I call the magic of Christmas.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, we'll talk more about that. A key to Cancun could be on your way. Stay with us.
I'm Mikey.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Getting you ready for Flashback Friday, which is coming up next. Also, it's National Nut Day, so go ahead and act like a nut. It's good.
I like these nuts. Let me tell you why. Pick some pecans and put them in a pie. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. It's a little too early, but it's what I desire. Peanuts crunchy or smooth like butter. I like them both ways and I did not stutter. My girl loves my butternuts too. I like these nuts, even nuts like you.
I like
okay.
It. What?
That's enough.
What did
We're going to pull the plug on this bit.
Sorry. I thought we were rolling.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning. There's another keyword coming up to win a trip to Mexico. The keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Coming right up after the news, sports, and AccuWeather.
At UPMC.
Welcome to a Flashback Friday. And welcome to the 40th anniversary of Tattoo You by the Rolling Stones. The song Start Me Up was originally thought of as a reggae song. Got a little bit more of a reggae beat. We'll sample it coming up as the 40th anniversary Super Deluxe Edition of Tattoo You hits the shelves today.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
Hey, old-fashioned things are the best.
On 94KX.
How about reggae-flavored Start Me Up from Tattoo You? The 40th anniversary Super Deluxe Edition of Tattoo You drops today. This deluxe box set will have all different kind of mixes, what songs might have sounded like. Here's the one we know, Flashback Friday, The Stones.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun Contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Fishing. I mean, everybody likes to go fishing like in a creek or like in a river, in a lake. But fishing in Cancun? Oh, my. That would be absolutely wonderful. Fishing is the word you need to text right now.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach. All-inclusive hotel in Cancun. Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Sounds like fun.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We have classic comedy all week long with our late night TV hosts off. So we're talking trick or treating.
You come to my house, I go full size, not fun size. Full size, not fun. What's fun about this? Nothing, actually. Truth be told, you know what's fun? Candy bar can lay down on. Yeah, that's fun.
Classic comedy on the way.
Come to my house, I go full size, not fun size. Full size, not fun. What's fun about this? Nothing, actually. Truth be told, you know what's fun? Candy bar can lay down on. Yeah, that's fun. I rock full size, if you will, and I have all the candy food groups represented. And when I say that, I mean, you know, I have a chocolate caramel situation for you, if you will. Chocolate peanut butter, chocolate with nougat, chocolate with nuts. Not a lot of nuts. Not, I'm not going to unload an Almond Joy on you and expect you to dig that, man. That is too much nuts, Johnny Protein. Go lift weights elsewhere, all right? That's not what we're about tonight. Maybe we do a Snickers or Mr. Good Bar. That's good proportions right there. some, if not all, of the M&M family at my party. What if I don't like chocolate at all? Well, don't sweat that, my friend, because then I have you covered in what I like to refer to the pectin-based fruit chews. I.e. Skittles, Dots, Jujubes, Mexican hats if I can find them. Razzles, half candy, half gum. What is it? Don't overthink it. Let the razzle become you. Eat it, chew it, spit it out, put it in your sister's hair. Don't worry about it. It's Halloween, man. Don't overthink this.
It's Flashback Friday from 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Birthday buddies.
Make my day. Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yeah, we'll go as soon as we can get the computer to go with us.
Exactly.
Sorry for the technical difficulty this morning, folks. I'm about ready to set it on fire. celebrity birthdays first. Cute little Jonathan Lipinicki is 31 years old today. Now, who is this little Jonathan? Do you remember the movie Jerry Maguire?
I do.
The little kid in Jerry Maguire, you remember?
That's his name. Okay.
Yeah,
he was 31.
He was absolutely adorable. Let's visit the past here.
Okay, Avery will meet you at the B gate at 4:15. Don't be late.
Jerry, do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Did you know that Troy Aikman in only 6 years has passed for 16,303 yards?
Do you know bees and dogs can smell fear?
Oh, I put Sidwell on the same floor at the Marriott Marquis. He doesn't smoke, does he?
I don't know. Did you know the career record for most hits is 4,256 by Pete Rose, who is not in the Hall of Fame?
Do you know that my next-door neighbor has 3 rabbits?
I can't compete with that.
Unbelievable. I love that kid in that movie.
That's amazing.
That's one of my favorites.
I love that.
Anyway, some other celebrity birthdays. And how do you top that kid?
I know.
Really? Well, how about the cute little kid in Hanson? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the youngest one was Zach? Zach Hanson?
Was he the drummer?
Yeah, we loved the way he sang Mbop. Will this song ever go away?
Probably not.
Yeah, just did. Anyway, Zach Hanson is 36 years old today.
Goodness.
36! And there's my boy Shaggy.
Shaggy
is 53 years old today. Happy birthday to the Shagster.
The Shag Man.
Yeah.
Shagarama.
Those are the celebrity birthdays. Now the locals, which we call...
Birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Andrea Strasser from Middleburg. She's 44 years old today. And you have a problem on your computer screen, so let me do a couple.
You do a couple, and then, yeah.
Becky Nanette from Sealands Grove is 41. Brian Burke, Cold Township, 48. Okay. Danica Funk from Norrie is 27. Felicia Wagner is 56 today. Happy birthday to Jennifer Groff. She is 50. Justin Spade from Millmont is 41. Please catch up now, Lynn.
Okay.
Kayla Culver is from Middleburg. She's 31.
I'm trying.
Kim Salona is 48. Please tell me you see Megan.
I do. Megan Hassinger from Freeburg. Happy birthday, Megan. 35 today.
Rebooting on the fly. Easy. Michael Stabella from Sealands Grove is 47 today.
Pam Wagner from Sealands Grove, 55.
Oh, Pam's an old buddy of mine. You're still younger than me, Pam. Remember that, all right? Patty Herman from West Milton is 60.
Phil Wark from Herndon, 29 today.
Happy birthday to Rebecca Luke from Sunbury. She is the nifty 50.
Tanya Schenk from Middleburg, 46 today.
Victoria Ludwig is 56 today.
Will Lawrence from Sunbury, 51.
All right, and I got to tell you real quick, our very own Tina, the business manager, came in today and she said, how did you know it was my husband's birthday?
Because it was on the list.
Oh, I actually said it was the magic of radio.
Oh, darn.
You mean I can't
did
use
I just,
it?
Did I just burst the bubble? I'm sorry.
Only if she's listening.
Okay.
If you have a birthday, you can reach us on the Ford Fun Line. It's toll-free, and it's always available.
It is indeed always available.
Or?
Anything else, basically.
I mean, you could email, you could snail mail. And there's always just driving up to the back door and
throwing
knocking.
It in the door.
Or throwing
throw
it in the
door. Tied to a rock. We'll get it.
Every day at this time.
Birthday buddies.
More of Morgan in the Morning next.
You betcha news. Sports and AccuWeather is on the way. Still to come, Movie Mike. And dig, if you will, a picture. Seinfeld coming back in 2027, but none of the characters want to come back.
Okay.
So we get somebody to do impersonations.
Oh.
It could happen.
My goodness.
Stay with us.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike's in the house. How you doing this morning, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, imagine if they decided to bring back Seinfeld, but everybody wanted too much money, so they brought it back without any of the cast members, only Frank Caliendo. The guy's amazing.
Oh, yeah. He's a good imitator.
We've got a sample of it coming up, but here's a little tease right now.
Jerry! Jerry!
Somebody stole my hover shoes! I can't hover!
He does every single voice.
Wow.
It's on the way next. The voice of Movie Mike and Morgan in the Morning.
Sunbury Motors has Hyundai.
Yeah, who's on the toll-free line?
Hi, could you play a song for us this morning?
Sure, what do you need?
Can you play Beat It by Michael Jackson?
Sure. When you say us, who's us this morning?
Me and my 8-year-old
in
the back of the car.
Oh, wow. Michael Jackson fan at 8 years old?
A Michael Jackson fan.
That's pretty cool. What's your child's name?
His name is Cade.
All right, let's beat it, Cade. Have a good day. Thanks for being part of the show. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Mom's behind the wheel, and Cade's in the back seat, doing his best Michael Jackson moves. Flashback Friday, 94KX.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Flashback Friday on the way to work. There's your Michael Jackson. I just picture your mom and that little kid just rocking out. That's a great request. Ford Fun Line open 1-800-326-94KX. Speaking of on the way to work, Cassandra Hendricks is on the way to work, but she's here right now in the studio. How do you like our place?
It's nice.
Yeah? She's our Penn State Ticket Blitz winner with Register Chevrolet. And I called you early this morning. I had a feeling I kind of woke you up. And now you call me back and said, can I get my tickets?
Yeah, I wasn't 100% awake. And I'm just used to working on early time. And your normal business hours, I'm at work. So.
Yeah, see, that happens. You're in Scrubs. That's a Evangelical Community Hospital. What time does this, your shift start?
Not till 8:30.
Oh, 8:30? Okay, we're gonna give you your tickets. And this is the first time we've ever done this. Had a winner come in the studio live and just like, could I get you a cup of coffee? You want a donut or something? What's up? Like, what's up?
I'm good. I'm just, you know, trying to get my tickets that I'm so excited to win and head to work for the day.
Who's going to the game with you?
We're still trying to decide. Possibly my husband. My kids decided that they didn't want to go. So
okay, so you and hubby will have a good time. What do you do at the hospital in the Scrubs there?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, well, thank you for all the hard work you do. I must have thanked 100 nurses last night at Cooking Men, our event with Evangelical. A lot of them had their ID badges on because they were volunteering to help at the event. And I would thank them for all they do. And they would be like, oh, you're welcome. And I would be like, no, it's been a tough year on you people, hasn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's part of the medical career. When you sign up, you never know what you're going to encounter.
Exactly. Well, Cassandra, we're going to get back into music here in a little bit, and then you and I are going to take a field trip around the building and see what safe they have these tickets in, okay? Congratulations. For you people that love Seinfeld but feel it'll never happen, comedian Frank Caliendo has his idea of what Seinfeld would sound like.
Jerry! Jerry!
Somebody stole my hover shoes! I can't hover!
Stole your hover shoes? Who would do a despicable thing like that?
Hey, Jerry. I should probably tell you I lost your hover shoes in a poker game. But don't worry, I'll get them back.
This is terrible.
What kind of sick person would take hover shoes as collateral at a poker game?
Newman.
Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Newman.
It would seem that the cat has swallowed the canary's dancing shoes, wouldn't it?
They're not dancing shoes, Newman. They're hover
I know exactly what they are. And I win them fair and square, and you're never going to get them back. Never, never, never.
Frank Caliendo, amazing.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, stay with us. Movie Mike is in the house, and just in time for Halloween, he's got his review on Halloween Kills. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Michael Myers is back in Halloween Kills. How does this movie stack up in the franchise? I will tell you in just a moment. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Eyes of Tammy Faye. For Showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Halloween Kills is the sequel to the 2018 Halloween movie, which was itself a sequel to the original 1978 Halloween that ignored all the other Halloween sequels that came in between them. Man, movies are getting so complicated
these days.
Yeah,
I'm getting dizzy.
Masked psycho Michael Myers survives certain death and continues to wreak bloody havoc in the town of Haddonfield. Jamie Lee Curtis is back too, but in an incredibly bad decision, her character is sidelined for almost a full hour, and even when she does finally become a prominent figure in the story, she isn't given anything to do. There are exactly zero scenes between her and Michael Myers here.
What?
Instead, we follow Anthony Michael Hall, who plays Tommy Doyle, the now-grown kid Curtis's character babysat in the 78 version.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding.
Oh.
I wish I was kidding. He whips the town's citizens into a lynch mob to go after Michael. Halloween Kills is full of flashback scenes, Easter eggs, and boring pieces of exposition as it constantly tries to tie itself into the original. That becomes annoying quickly because it completely halts any momentum the story is trying to build. Also, too much time is spent on dull new characters when what we really want is more Jamie Lee Curtis. Add to that an excess of mean-spirited blood and gore, and Halloween Kills easily establishes itself as one of the worst entries in this long-running franchise.
Oh boy.
On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 1.5 Dr. Loomis's.
Michael, you have done like 4 straight thumbs down movie reviews.
It's been a bad month. There's been a lot of big movies, but several of them have not been very good. And I love the Halloween franchise. You know,
okay.
I am a Halloween fan, but this movie is just terrible.
Wow. Anything new in the theater this weekend that we can hope for?
Dune opens today, and I do have high expectations for that. I'm hoping that that's good. I'm seeing that later today. And we've also got an animated movie called Ron's Gone Wrong, which I'm also seeing today. So,
all
big
right,
double
so
feature.
Possibly a good review next week?
I hope one of those two is good. I can't take too many more dogs.
All right, have a good weekend, my
Thanks.
Film guy.
You too.
Movie Mike will be back on Monday.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Up next, we've got news, sports, and AccuWeather. And then my favorite time of the week, Flashback Friday's fun contest. Yes or BS. Stay with us.
It's Flashback Friday.
And I want candy. It's Halloween time. Oh, yes or BS. Hint here. The story of the jack-o'-lantern. Your chance to win. Next, 94KX. Oh, there's that music I love. Here it comes.
Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
Here comes this week's Halloween Yes or BS question. Yes or BS. The tale of the Halloween jack-o'-lantern comes from an old Irish folklore story about a cheapskate named Stingy Jack, who just kept tricking the devil out of money until the day he died, when heaven even decided they didn't want him. What do you think? Yes or BS? First caller through, 1-800-326-94KX. Up for grabs, a gift card from the Old Trail Tavern, Routes 11 and 15, Liverpool. Homemade every day. Yes or BS? Your chance to win right now. Good luck!
Yes or BS with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Like Friday with Morgan in the Morning, it's time to play my favorite game.
Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
We've got Shannon on the line from Lewisburg. You ready to play?
Yes.
The jack-o'-lantern that we all carve at Halloween time, where did it get its name? Yes or BS, the jack-o'-lantern comes from an old Irish folklore story about Stingy Jack, who kept cheating the devil out of money until his death, when heaven didn't want him because he just wasn't a good guy. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes, that is true. You must be Irish, Shannon. You must be Irish. For you, a $25 gift card from the Old Trail Tavern, brand new down Routes 1115 Liverpool, homemade every day. Congratulations.
Awesome, thank you.
Yes or BS with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Another winner. Love it.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Oh, we've got classic comedy. Stay with us. It's Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goody Room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Top stats on trick-or-treating. Here we go. 56% of parents say trick-or-treating is their kids' favorite part of Halloween. You thought it was the Sunbury Parade, huh? 52% of parents also say that going with their kids trick-or-treating is the number one thing they're looking for. I was never a big fan. Anyway, the average parent is willing to drive 4.3 miles to take their kid to a, quote, prime candy neighborhood. All right. Number three, the top five spots where they expect the best candy, a friend or family member's neighborhood, densely packed areas in cities, apartment buildings, retirement communities, and cul-de-sacs. Wow. And finally, parents who go trick-or-treating with their kids will let them hit an average of 25 houses before it's time to go home. But no matter what, 42% of parents say their kids say they never get enough candy. Tom's Top List of the Day. Classic comedy coming up from the Laugh Factory. How would you like to go trick-or-treating at your own house?
Halloween, I go, there's five kids on our blocks. Why do we have nine bags? You buy eight, you get one free.
So if your wife buys too much candy, go trick-or-treating at your own house. Let's see how it works out.
Sunbury Motors has Hyundai.
Off at like 7:30, I thought, oh, they got all that chocolate. I'm going to my own house. I'm going to trick-or-treat at my own freaking house. How great is this? I'm going to surprise them trick-or-treat. I drove up 7:30 at night. The lights were out! Oh, they were in there with the freaking chocolate! They had the chocolate! They were in there tying on! I opened the doors like a freaking opium den. My wife's on the couch like Jabba the Hutt. Three screens of Oprah on. She crying, Jolie! My son pops up over the back of the couch like he's in the movie Doom with the spice all over his face. And my daughter's in the corner with a pixie stick up her nose. Just...